to this so very, very much.
多謝蔡牧師剛才俾我介紹，我一路都好期望嚟到大家嘅中間。
And it is a special privilege to have Nicholas to be able to translate today. He's done this many times for me.
我幫唐牧師翻譯咗好多次啦。
So I'm going to stop speaking and he can give his own message now. You didn't translate that.
No. 都係由佢講到好啲嘅。
Your pastor has said, have the privilege of ministering out of our National Ministry Center these days.
剛才牧師講到我好多好榮幸能夠呢幾年裏面喺我哋嘅總會嗰度嚟到侍奉神。
I am much older than your pastor, and I've told him he cannot retire till I do.
我比蔡牧師大一啲，所以我話咧你唔可以退休啊。
And Pastor Choi, I'm not retiring this year.
但係蔡牧師咧就諗住會退休啦。
When anybody comes from the National Ministry Center, you're probably wondering what do they want now.
好多時你話有個人喺總會嗰度同你會講啲咩説話咧？
Can I put your mind at ease and say that I'm not going to ask you for anything?
今日嚟到大家中間，我唔係會問你哋攞一啲嘢。
But I do want to share a few thoughts with you before the message.
但喺我未講到之前咧，我想有啲嘅信息同大家分享。
We are a part of a family of churches in Canada and around the world.
我哋非新能教会系整个加拿大其中一个宣道会嘅家庭嘅一份子。
And in the Christian Missionary Alliance, we are involved in what we call the five regions of the world.
喺加拿大宣道会总会嗰度，我哋有五个嘅地区。
Four of those regions are overseas.
四个地区系喺世界唔同嘅地方。
And the fifth region is here in Canada.
第五個地區就係加拿大嘅地區。
We can go to the next slide. Am I supposed to be changing these or there? Okay. So those are the five regions.
睇一睇咧，就講五個嘅地區啦。
And then next, in these five regions, where is our major focus?
咁喺依個唔同嘅地區裏邊，我哋嘅重點係邊一度咧？
The Joshua Project says that there are at least 6,600. Least reached people groups in the world still today.
我哋有一个叫约书亚嘅计划，喺嗰个计划里边，佢讲到世界上面有6,600个未得嘅民族。
And in this next slide, you will see that these people will never hear about the Lord Jesus Christ unless somebody comes to share the good news with them.
呢个6,600嘅民族里边系冇人完全未听过福音嘅。
In the next slide, you will see that the purpose statement for the Christian Missionary Alliance is this.
我哋宣道会嘅重心系乜嘢咧？
We glorify God by developing indigenous movements of reproducing churches among least reached people groups.
就系我哋喺呢一啲未得之民中建立本土倍增教会嘅运动嚟到荣耀神。
So as a denomination, we really do feel that God has called us to reach out to those people who have still never heard about Jesus Christ.
所以我哋宣道会嘅重点就系能够向呢啲未得之民嚟到传福音。
And this past year, we moved into two new regions of the world.
旧年我哋去到两个唔同嘅地区。
Those regions are Senegal in Africa and northern Iraq.
一个地区系喺非洲，另一个地区咧系喺伊朗。
And in those two regions, we are ministering to five least reached people groups.
喺呢两个地区里边，我哋注重喺五个未得之民。
Now, going into these groups of people sometimes is very difficult.
去到呢啲未得之民咧，其实系好困难嘅工作。
Very seldom do we have great stories of hundreds of thousands of people coming to Jesus.
我哋好多时候讲唔到一啲好好嘅故仔，就话好多好多人嚟到信耶稣。
It is hard work.
因为呢啲系好艰巨嘅工作。
And our international workers work very tirelessly.
我哋喺呢啲嘅呢啲嘅宣教士系好勤力、好困难嚟到工作。
Now your own Pastor Anita and I had the privilege of being on a trip to both of these areas this past September.
先嗰排梁牧师同我咧有机会嚟到探呢啲唔同嘅工场。
And in the next slide, you will see many pictures of people that we were introduced to.
呢啲就系我哋所接触到嘅唔同嘅人。
We heard exciting stories.
喺嗰度，我哋听到好多唔同嘅奇妙嘅故仔。
And as well, we heard stories that would bring tears to our eyes.
听到呢啲故仔，真系令到我哋能够真系好感动嘅。
In the next slide, we heard in Senegal life-changing stories of some particular men.
在非洲那裡，我們聽到一些生命改變的故事。
Some of the people that we were introduced to are called Emas.
他這些人，他一班人的，叫一族族人，叫做Emas。
For they had a high standing in the Muslim religion.
這些是在他們的回教，是個宗教裡面是一個很重要的地位。
One of these individuals was so learned that he had memorized the entire Quran word for word.
呢啲人佢嘅位置咁高嘅时候咧，有啲咧佢直情咧将呢个嘅可兰经咧背晒出嚟。
And then he found Jesus, and his life was changed forever.
但系佢喺我哋嘅喺佢生命里边接触到耶稣之后，佢嘅生命就改变啦。
Another story was that one person said that when he was reading the Quran, he found a very special verse.
有另一個故事咧，就係有其中一個教徒咧，回教徒，佢喺讀可蘭經嘅時候咧，佢發覺佢嚟到讀到一節嘅經節。
The verse says something like, "I am the Lord God. I am still alive."
呢個經節就係話我係你哋嘅主宰，我仍然係活著嘅主宰。
But he was confused because he said Muhammad is dead.
咁佢但係佢話，但係我以為穆罕默德已經死咗嘅咯。
So what does this mean?
咁呢個話，呢個主宰仍然生存係邊個咧
？He started to search.
咁開始佢就尋找。
And one night in a vision, Jesus appeared before him.
有一晚喺晚上，耶穌喺佢面前嚟到顯現。
And Jesus said, "I am the Lord God."
耶穌就同佢講話，我就係你哋嘅活著嘅主宰。
And I am alive.
我係活著嘅。
And his life was changed.
咁佢生命就因為咁嘅緣故嚟到改變咗。
This next slide I'm not going to talk about right now, but I just want you to remember this little boy, and I'm going to talk about him a little bit later.
呢個小朋友，我遲啲喺我嘅講道度會提到佢。
And then in the next slide in Iraq, we heard the story of Susanna.
喺伊朗嗰度又聽到另外一個女仔嘅故仔。
ISIS came into her home when she was 11 years old.
嗰啲恐怖嘅分子去到佢屋企嚟到破壞佢哋。
ISIS soldiers separated the girls and the family.
個恐怖嘅分子將佢同佢嘅家人分開咗。
To those who were plain looking and they would serve ISIS in military operations.
咁令到佢哋咧，嗰啲好多咧，又捉咗之後咧，佢哋去到嚟到參加呢個恐怖分子嘅工作。
And those who were viewed pretty, and they would serve ISIS soldiers in sexual favors.
如果比較漂亮嗰啲嘅女仔咧，就會嚟到受到佢哋嚟到操油。
Susanna in this picture is 14 years old.
呢個女仔叫 Susanna， 佢係14歲。
For 3 years, she served ISIS soldiers every day.
佢3年嘅時間都被到呢啲嘅恐怖分子嘅兵嚟到操油。
She was sold off into 14 different ISIS homes.
佢又被賣到14個唔同嘅家庭嗰度。
And now she's in an area where we are ministering to her and to others.
佢而家喺我哋嘅我哋服侍嘅群體之中。
So when you give to global ministries in your denomination, here's how your monies are being used.
所以你諗到宣教嘅工作喺外地宣教工作嘅時候，好多時我哋嘅奉獻就擺在呢啲工作嗰度。
And in this chart, you will see that 82% of all of gifts to global ministries goes to overseas ministries.
82% 嘅經費。我哋係擺喺依個海外嘅工作嗰度。
To the ministries that we've just been talking about。
頭先我所講嘅工作就係依啲嘅經費。
And 13% goes to reach out to new ministries here in Canada。
大概13%係喺本地裏邊，我哋開始新嘅工場。
And 5% goes into education, like Ambrose and our French university。
5%嘅經費就係去教育嗰度，好似我哋嘅神學院。
And you have been a part of Vancouver Chinese Alliance Church for many years.
你菲律賓倫教會一路好多年嚟都係屬於溫哥華華人宣道會。
And during all those years of your association, you sacrificially have given, and lives as a result have been changed.
多年嚟你哋喺宣道會裏邊度奉獻，因為你嘅奉獻令到好多生命得著改變。
But in 2015, you became autonomous.
2015年咧，你獨立成為自己嘅宣道會。
And I know that was a very special day for you.
啊，嗰日係好特別嘅，對你哋係好特別。
And if we go to the next slide, you'll see that by and the one after this that In the last 3 years, you, as the people of Fraser Lands Alliance Church, have given over $328,000 to global ministries.
自从2015年之后, 菲沙伦教会奉献了32万8千元去这个嘅, 海外宣教嘅基金嗰度。
You have sacrificed.
你哋嘅奉献,
you have given.
你是你们的给神的奉献。
And I want to say to you that people around the world are coming to Jesus because of your gifts.
很多世界上很多的人因为你们的奉献来得着他们的福气来信耶稣。
And I'm here this morning just to say, well done, church.
所以今早我跟大家说就是多谢你们。
Thank you for your gifts.
你们做得很好的美好的工作。
It is so appreciated.
我们多谢你。
Now this morning, I'd like you to come on another journey with me, if you would.
今早我想大家再同我一個不同的一個經歷。
I'm calling our sermon this morning, Living on the Edge.
今天早上的講題就是在活在這個邊緣那裡。
So for a few minutes, I'd like you to step out of your shoes and come with me on an imaginary journey.
好，我希望大家同我一起經過這個我現在會講的一個旅程。
What if for one day and one night Jesus takes over your heart with his heart?
想一想，或者有一日或者有一晚，耶稣进入你的心里边嚟到掌管你。
Nothing about your life changes though.
你的生命可能会不会有咩改变？
I'm sorry to say that your problems and my problems are not immediately resolved.
我们同样会有我们的问题，我们要面对的。
Only one change occurs.
只是一样嘢有改变。
For one day and one night, Jesus takes over our heart with his heart.
就是有一天或者有一晚，耶稣拿了我们的心，成为他的心。
It's sort of like our heart gets the day off.
可以就是说我们自己的心休息一天了。
And now the heart of Jesus is going to govern our priorities.
但是用耶稣的心进到我们那里，控制我们的生命。
His passions will drive our decisions.
这个心就会推动我们的生活。
And his love will direct our behavior.
他的爱就会控制我们的行为。
So would you notice the difference?
你会发觉有这个改变了。
Would the people who are associated with you see a difference in your life?
如果是这样的时候，认识你的人会不会发觉你的生命是有些改变呢？
Can you adjust the lens of your imagination for just a moment?
或者想一想。
And picture what your life and my life would be like with Jesus now controlling our lives with his heart.
就是如果耶稣控制我们的心的时候，我们的生命会有什么改变呢？
You see, that's exactly the picture of what God has for you and for me today.
这个其实就是神对你对我们的一个期望。
See, God wants us to be more and more like Jesus.
耶稣希望我们能够好像耶稣那样。
He wants us to have a heart like his.
神希望我们的心成为耶稣的心。
So what difference would your life be like if that all took place?
如果是这样的时候，我们的生命会有什么改变呢？
Here's an interesting statement.
这个有一个很有趣的一句话。
God loves you and me just the way we are today.
是照我们的本相，神爱我们。
God doesn't say to us, you have to become better than you are, and then I will love you.
神不会说你一定要变好了，我才爱你。
God says to us today, I love you exactly the way you are.
耶稣神跟我们说，就是我照我们的本相，神就这样爱了我们了。
But then he says, I don't want to leave you there.
但神说我不会就这样停在这里。
I want to help take you from that point to become more and more like my son Jesus.
就是我希望能够接受了你爱之后，你会日日的会改变，好像成为耶稣这样。
In the time in which we live, I really do believe that people need to see an example of what it really means to be a follower of Jesus.
在这个世代里面，我深信人哋外边嘅人希望能够喺我哋嘅生命上面见到耶稣。
This is the theme throughout the New Testament.
喺新约圣经，这个就系一路都系讲这个题目。
In Luke chapter 6 and verse 40, it says, "A student is not above his teacher."
在路加福音第六章第40节，他说一个学生不可以叻过个先生。
But everybody who is trained will become like his teacher.
但是每一个学生就会受到训练之后呢，他就好像先生这样。
So what does that mean?
咁其实咩嘢意思呢？
Well, does it mean that our sons, our daughters, and our grandchildren are going to grow up to be just like us?
系咪我哋嘅仔、我哋嘅孙，第时大个嘅时候会似足我哋咁样呢？
Now you might say, I want them to be like me in this, but let's forget about this part of my life over here.
但系你会话啊，有啲似我就好，但系有啲咧就唔好似我啦。
Well, this isn't just one verse. Paul the Apostle in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 16 says, Therefore, I urge you to imitate me.
但是保罗在另外一节的圣经他说我希望你要效法我。
Now, that's a pretty bold statement for somebody to make.
其实如果保罗这样说这句说话其实是 很大胆地说。
But Paul goes on in chapter 11 and verse 1 and says why he said that.
但是保罗也在哥林多前书继续会讲为什么他会讲这句说话。
For he says, follow my example as I follow the example of Christ.
他说你们效法我好像我效法基督一样。
You see, these aren't just a few isolated verses, but they are a theme that is running throughout the New Testament.
这些经节不是很只是这里讲一句那里讲一句，但是整体来讲每一个的圣经都是讲同一样的东西。
Let me share another verse with you from my favorite book in all of Scripture.
我希望跟大家分享一节圣经在我其中一个我最喜欢的一卷书那里。
My favorite book is the book of Philippians.
是腓立比书。
And in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 9, we come to this incredible verse of Scripture.
在腓立比书第四章第九节。
Paul the Apostle says, Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you.
就是你们在我身上所学习的、所领受的、所听见的、所看见的，这些事你们都要去行，赐平安的神就必与你同在。
Now there's a part of this verse that is easy for me, and there's another part that I find much more difficult.
这次圣经有一些对我来讲是很容易，但是有另一方面呢，又对我是很困难的。
The first part of the verse is easy.
第一节里面头一句讲的呢？
Paul says, whatever you've learned or received or heard from me, put it into practice.
他说你在我身上所学习、所领受、所听见的，这事你们要去行。
In other words, he was saying, just do what I'm telling you to do.
就是说呢，另一句话就是我叫你做什么呢，你就做什么了。
Now, isn't that the easy part?
这个是不是很容易做呢？
It's easy to tell other people what they ought to do in their lives.
很容易呢，就告诉你这样做，要照着我做就可以了。
But Paul adds another phrase that makes it a little bit more difficult.
但在这节里面，保罗也都讲一句话呢，比较困难的。
He not only says whatever you've learned or received or heard from me, but he says even what you have seen in me, put that into practice.
就是你不但只听我、看到我、学到的东西，你要去行，要行实行出来。
Think of how you and I reacted to some of those unexpected things that came up in our lives this past year.
想一想我们过去一年里面有很多事我们预料不到的事情发生在我们身上。
Those things that caught us off guard.
有些事令到我们真的出乎意外的。
We just weren't ready for what we were hearing and experiencing.
有些事我们真的不知道应该怎样来到预料，但就发生在我们身上了。
How did we respond?
在这种情形之下，我们怎样来到做呢？
Well, Paul was saying, you can look at my life and follow my example because I'm following the example of Jesus.
保罗就是说你在我身上看我做什么，就跟着我来到做了。
Pastor Paul said that I had the privilege of ministering at Ambrose for a few years.
蔡牧师说我这几年都在这个神学院里来侍奉。
And often while I was there, I would talk to the students.
在神学院里面，我多时候跟我们的学生有些接触。
And I would ask them one question.
我会问他一个问题。
I would say, tell me what it's like to be a follower of Jesus.
他告诉他做神的追随者是怎样的呢？
You would love their responses.
他们给我们的答案很有趣的。
These young men and young women were studying God's word in depth, sometimes for the very first time.
很多这些年轻人用很多时间来读神的话语，但是很多时候是第一次读的。
And in all of their enthusiasm, they were bubbling over with what it was like to be a follower of Jesus.
但在他们的谈话之中，我看见你有很多的兴奋的意思。
And then one day I asked a young man the same question.
咁有一日，我同一個年輕人，我話問呢個問題啦。
And he said, Brian, do I have to be honest?
佢話係咪我真要同你講真嘅説話咧
？I said, I think you should.
你一定要同我講真説話。
And he said, well, to be a follower of Jesus is really kind of boring.
佢話其實咧，跟隨耶穌咧都幾悶嘅。
And as we examined what he had said, he was right.
其實佢講嘅嘢都可能會冇錯嘅喎。
For you see, he was living the Christian life at such a level where he could do it for himself.
因為佢喺跟隨耶穌嘅生活上邊，好多時都係為咗自己嚟到生活嘅。
He didn't need God to intervene in his life because he was only asking God for already what he could do for himself.
佢有時都咪成日問神要俾佢嘅咧，佢根本已經知道自己範圍之內可以做到嘅。
But God wants to take us by our hand and lead us out into the deep waters of life.
但好多時神就希望將我哋帶到水深之處。
Where we have to trust Him like we've never trusted Him before.
就係帶到我哋去水深嘅之處嘅地方嘅時候，我哋以前未曾信教過耶穌嘅地步。
And He'll take you and I on an exciting journey of what He has in store for us.
同樣，神係希望帶領我哋到一個我哋未去過嘅地方。
And it'll be beyond our imagination and dreams.
係我哋意料之中唔到嘅地方。
Where do you meet God?
你喺邊度遇見神呢？
Listen, I think we all meet God in the still places of life.
好多時候我哋喺安靜平靜嘅環境裏邊嚟到遇見神。
You know where we can go down by the ocean, for example, and there in solitude and quietness meditate on who God is.
我哋去到海邊嗰度喺平靜嘅環境裏邊嚟到思想默想神。
And I do that too.
我好多時都咁樣做。
But I have to be honest with you. The place where I really meet God is in the scary places of life.
但係同樣，我要話俾你聽，好多時喺邊度我哋真正遇見神咧，就係喺一啲可怕嘅地方。
Where I'm in a difficult situation, and if God doesn't answer prayer, I don't know what the future is.
喺一個好艱難嘅地步裏嘅時候，我就話：若果神唔應允我嘅禱告嘅時候，我真唔知我會點樣啦。
Years ago in my life, I went mountain climbing.
好多年前我去爬山。
I should never have done it.
其實我唔應該咁做嘅。
I was afraid of heights.
因為我懼高嘅。
I couldn't stand on top of a 6-foot ladder without my knees knocking together.
我就算喺企高六尺咧，我都好驚噶啦。
And eventually, after I took 3 days of training.
咁但係咧，我未去爬山之前咧，我就做咗3日嘅訓練。
As a group, we went mountain climbing.
咁一班人一齊去嚟到爬山。
We came to this ridge.
去到依一個山邊嗰度。
And it was late in the day.
其實已經就嚟挨晚啦。
Our instructor said, "I think we can get by without hooking everybody up with ropes."
佢話：或者我哋可以爬山，或者今次我哋唔需要條繩綁住我哋啦。
So just climb.
就咁爬上去啦。
And I kept on saying to the person behind me, "You can go ahead."
成日就後邊嗰個話：你行先啦，你行先啦。
Till I was the last person in line.
個個行曬啦，咁剩翻佢係最尾一個。
And there was nobody left to help me.
冇人可以幫我啦。
I didn't know my way back to our camp.
我又唔識得點樣翻去我個營地嗰度。
I yelled for help.
我叫人哋幫我。
My friends who were over the ridge didn't come.
嗰啲同伴咧已經去曬前邊啦。
So I started to climb.
咁我就開始自己爬山啦。
Remembering that I had 4 points of contact, 2 hands, 2 feet.
你知道喺爬山嘅時候，我哋有4點，兩個手、2個腳嚟到爬嘅。
You only move one of them at a time.
但係四點之中咧，每一次我哋只可以喐其中一點。
As I made my way up that ridge, I moved my right foot.
咁喺上爬嘅時候，我右腳開始喐啦。
And my left foot slipped.
左腳咧就跣咗落嚟。
And there I found myself hanging on that mountain.
喺咁嘅情形之後咧，我就半天吊啊。
And I did what you ought not to do.
咁我就做咗我唔應該做嘅嘢。
I looked down.
我就望落去底，望落去。
And I realized that if I were going to slip, I was going to drop about 200 meters.
我知道若果我跌落去嘅時候咧，係200公尺。
I want to say to you, I met God that afternoon.
我係聽喺嗰時刻，我就遇見到神啦。
I prayed like I've never prayed before.
我喺神面前禱告，懇切禱告。
I said, God, if you get me out of this, I'll do anything you want me to do. I'll go anywhere you want me to go.
神啊，如果你真係幫到我時候，你要我做乜嘢，我都做啦。
And so rather than becoming a physics and a chemistry teacher, I eventually went on to Bible college and into ministry.
咁因为咁嘅缘故咧，我咧就成为我奉献咗成为神嘅工人。
The story that has been read for us in Matthew talks about the same kind of situation.
剛才我們所讀的那段聖經馬太福音就是同一個的情形。
Remember the story.
記不記得這個故事啊？
Jesus has just fed the 5,000 plus people.
耶穌剛剛跟五千人來到講道。
And then he said to his disciples, I want you to get in the boat and go on across to the other side of the lake.
咁之後佢對佢啲門徒講，佢話我想一齊上呢只船，我哋去到對岸嗰度。
Can you just imagine their conversation that day?
你諗一諗嗰陣時嘅對話情形。
I'm sure the disciples were saying, but Jesus, come with us.
嗰啲門徒可能就話，耶穌不如你跟住我哋嚟啦。
And he says, no, I just want to spend a little time in prayer with my Father.
但係耶穌話唔好，我想獨自去到。自己同嚟到禱告。
But Jesus, we've only got one boat. How are you going to get across to the other side and meet us?
啲門徒會話：我一隻船啫，點可以坐曬咁多人過去對面啊
？And I'm sure Jesus says, "Just go, just trust me."
耶穌就話：唔緊要，你就信我啦。
And so they go.
咁所以佢哋上咗船啦。
And then it says eventually that off in the distance.
咁跟住佢哋就出海去到湖嗰度。
The time is somewhere between 3 and 6 o'clock in the morning.
大概是半夜四更天的时间。
I'm sure there's a haze or a fog over the water.
那时可能会有啲嘅雾。
And off in the distance, they see something walking on the water.
佢喺远远突然间睇见有个样嘢，样喺度海上边嚟到行。
They don't know what it is or who it is.
佢唔知依样嘢系乜嘢嚟。
Now we know because we've got the inside story.
我哋知道，因为我哋读。讀呢古仔時候，我哋知道啦。
But to put yourself in the boat, I'm sure they didn't know.
但係諗下嗰陣時嘅門徒喺嗰個情形之後，真係唔知道依個邊個嚟嘅。
And it says that they cried out in fear and said, "It's a ghost."
佢會咁呢度講俾聽，嗰啲門徒咧就驚啦，就話：哇，係只鬼嚟㗎。
Now, if you were in the boat, would you have cried out and said, "It's a ghost"?
如果你喺船裏邊，你會唔會好似啲門徒咁話：依個係鬼怪嚟嘅咧
？You might have. I wouldn't have.
你又可能會，我就未必啦。
Listen, I would have been so afraid. I would have jumped overboard and swam for shore and safety.
我咧就會跳落水嗰度咧，就游翻上岸嗰度。
But Jesus said, "It is I."
但耶穌話：你放心，係我。
And eventually, Peter says to Jesus.
跟住彼得就咁樣同耶穌講
：If it's really you, tell me to come to you on the water.
佢話：主啊，如果係你嘅話，請你叫我。在水面上面走到去你那裡。
And Jesus says, come.
耶穌說你來吧。
And Peter steps out of the boat.
於是彼得就從船上面下去。
And he's done that something that no other human has done before.
彼得就能夠做一樣沒有人可以做到的。
So what do we see in this story?
在這裡我們看到什麼呢?
Well, first of all, what I see is 11 boat huggers.
我哋睇见呢度有一班门徒系成日就系揽住嗰只船。
See, 11 of the disciples stayed in the boat, and this was their place of security and comfort.
呢啲门徒成日就揽住呢只船，因为呢个船系佢哋一个安乐嘅一个嘅。
Many of them were fishermen, and the boat was what they knew.
佢哋因为系好多系佢哋系打鱼嘅人，所以船对佢嚟讲系一个好安全嘅地方。
But we have one water walker, one person who's willing to step out of the place of comfort and trust Jesus in a new way.
但有其中一個門徒肯步出呢個船嚟到海上邊嚟到行。
So what do we learn from that person today?
咁喺呢個人上邊，我哋學到啲乜嘢功課咧
？Well, the first thing that we learn is that it's that person that experienced a miracle.
就係第一，呢一個人係親親嘅經歷到呢個神蹟。
You see, did the 11 who stayed in the boat experience a miracle?
11個門徒喺船上邊，佢哋有冇經歷過依個嘅神蹟咧
？No, they observed it, but they didn't personally experience it.
佢哋只係睇到神蹟，但係佢哋冇經歷到神蹟。
But Peter, who stepped out of the boat, actually walked on water.
彼得係唯一個係踏出船喺水上邊嚟到行。
And dear people, that's miracle material.
啲人就睇到依個就係神蹟啦。
Remember the little boy in the slide with the red shirt on?
記唔記得先喺嗰個幻燈片度一個小朋友
？That little boy was in northern Iraq.
呢個小朋友係喺伊朗北部嗰度。
And about 3 years ago, ISIS came into his home.
3年前咧，嗰啲恐怖分子去到佢嘅屋企嗰度。
And the ISIS soldiers were separating the family and doing whatever they do.
咁嗰啲恐怖分子咧，將佢哋嘅家庭咧分開曬。
But this little boy was a baby in his mother's arms.
但係嗰陣時，依個小朋友只係一個好嬰孩喺佢媽媽嘅懷抱裏。
And he started to cry.
咁咪開始喊。
The soldiers kept on saying to the mother, "Shut him up! Stop him crying!"
嗰啲恐怖分子同个妈妈话，唔可以叫呢个小朋友，你个呢个呢个小朋友嚟到喊。
But the little boy continued to cry.
但佢继续嘅喊。
And so one of the ISIS soldiers took that little boy.
咁其中一个恐怖分子就将呢个孩子呢个婴孩拎咗出嚟。
And he threw that boy out the window of the little home.
就抌喺窗口，抌咗出去窗外边嗰度。
The mother, of course, went out of that home screaming and yelling and went to pick up her little baby.
咁个妈妈睇见咁之后，即刻走出去嚟到抱翻嗰个嘅婴孩。
And as a result, that little boy was saved because the mother kept on running and has never seen the rest of the family since.
就系因为咁嘅缘故，呢个小孩子能够继续嘅生存。
Listen, do you want to be a part of a miracle that God has for you?
你想唔想经历神俾你嘅一个嘅神迹呢？
Then, like Peter, would you step out of your comfort zone and trust Jesus in a new way?
咁就你应该好似彼得咁嚟到步出你嘅安全嘅地区嚟到经历到神。
The second thing that I notice about the person who steps out of that comfort zone is this.
第二点关于呢个离开我哋嘅安全嘅地区。
That person as well receives the personal touch of Jesus.
就系呢一个人，如果离开佢个安全嘅地区嘅时候，佢就会感受到耶稣俾佢嘅触摸。
We know the story. Peter walked on the water.
我睇见耶稣彼得喺水上面嚟到行。
His eyes were fixed on Jesus.
佢只眼系望住耶稣。
Everything was going well.
样样嘢都行得都好好顺利。
And then I'm sure all of a sudden he started to look around.
但系到某一个地方，佢周围行啦。
And he realized what he was doing.
佢会发觉，咦，其实我喺度行紧水喎。
And he probably said to himself, "You can't do this."
佢话我点可以行喺水面度啊？
And when he got his eyes off of Jesus, he started to sink.
当佢只眼唔再注目喺耶稣嘅时候，佢就开始沉啦。
Notice this.
啊，注意到呢一点啊。
Jesus didn't let him go down the third time before he rescued him.
耶稣唔俾彼得嚟到沉落去。
The scripture says immediately Jesus reached out his hand and took a hold of Peter and lifted him up on top of the water.
就是耶稣即刻将只手嚟到拉住佢。
Did the 11 who were in the boat receive the personal touch of Jesus?
就是嗰十一个门徒，佢唔受到，冇经历过神真正正正正嘅触摸。
No, they didn't, and they didn't need to because they were hanging on to something else for their safety and security.
佢哋唔需要受到神耶稣嘅触摸，因为咧佢哋个个都喺船上边。
But when Jesus said, "Come to Peter," he obeyed him.
但系当耶稣同彼得讲，彼得跟从佢讲嘅说话。
And he stepped out in faith.
佢用信心行出去船外边。
But things didn't go quite as he thought.
但系虽然喺船外边，佢嘅情形可能系唔系咁如意。
As he followed what Jesus said, things became difficult.
但佢一路跟住神嘅时候，可能会嘅环境会好困难。
See, God doesn't always say to us it's going to be a smooth pathway.
神唔会话我同我哋讲你嘅生命一定系会好安泰嘅。
But he does say, "I will be there for you."
但耶稣佢话我会喺嗰度与你同在。
And I will rescue you.
我会伸手嚟到拯救你。
And we can walk hand in hand.
我哋一齐嚟到牵手，一齐嚟到行。
We have time. I'm going to tell you one more story.
最后我再有一个嘅故仔同你讲。
My wife Judy and I have two beautiful daughters.
我同我太太有两个好可爱嘅女。
Now they're growing up now and have their own families.
佢哋已经大个啦，佢有佢自己嘅家庭。
But when our daughters were younger, we said to them that when they finished high school, we wanted them to go to a Bible college for at least 1 year.
咁当佢长大嘅时候，我哋同呢个两个女讲，我话希望喺佢喺佢嘅教育嗰度咧，用一年嘅时间嚟到读呢个圣经学院。
And so our oldest daughter went to Canadian Bible College when it was in Regina.
所以我大嘅大女咧喺 Regina 嗰度咧读咗一年嘅圣经学院。
Our youngest daughter Kim, 3 years later, was looking where she might go.
咁我得个细女两年之后咧就考虑佢应该要做乜嘢咧。
We assumed that she wanted to go to Canadian Bible College.
咁我希望佢能够去参加去读呢个圣经学院啦。
But she came and she said, "Dad, I'd really like to go to Simpson College, another Alliance College, but it's in California."
但佢同爸爸讲，佢话我或者去美国，我唔喺加拿大嗰度，我去美国嗰度读呢个圣经学院。
Why did she want to do that?
点解要去美国嗰度读咧？
Well, I think first of all because she didn't want to go where her older sister had gone.
因為呢，可能呢，佢唔想跟佢家姐讀翻同一間學校。
She was going to walk her own pathway.
佢希望佢自己有自己嘅一條嘅道路。
And the second thing is, it's a whole lot warmer in California than it is in Regina.
另外一原因呢，可能呢喺美國加州嘅天氣一樣嘢呢，都比Regina 好好多。
So she went to Simpson.
所以佢去美國嘅神學院嗰度讀。
She finished her year and she came back home and worked during the summertime.
咁讀完之後，佢翻嚟屋企做一個暑期嘅工作。
And then she was going to go to university here and take an English degree.
咁佢諗住咧就會去大學嗰度讀英文。
But partway through the summer, she said, "Dad, can we talk?"
咁但係到暑假嘅時候，佢話：爸爸，我想同你講一啲嘢。
And I said, "Sure, what's up, Kim?"
Okay, 講咩？講啦，有咩嘢講咧？
And she says, "Well, I kind of think that I'd like to go back to Simpson College."
佢話其實我或者考慮想翻翻去美國嗰個神學院嗰度繼續讀喎。
I've been praying and I just feel that that's what God wants me to do.
佢話我一路都為件事嚟到禱告，我就覺得神係咁樣帶領我。
I was excited.
我好興奮啊。
But said, "What's the question?"
咁你問我乜嘢咧？咁。
And she said, "Well, school starts in 2 weeks, and I'm not registered, and I don't have very much money because I haven't saved much money this summer."
佢話我問題就係話學就嚟開學啦，兩個星期就開學啦，但係我又唔係好多錢啊。
Parents, you know what that's like.
你諗下，你會個情形點樣咧？
But I said to Kim, I said, "If this is what you sense God wants you to do, just say yes to Him."
我就同我女講，我話如果你覺得依個係神帶領你咁做嘅時候，你就繼續做啦。
Let Him put everything together.
讓神為你安排。
And so she said yes.
佢話 OK。
And she called and got registered for school.
咁於是佢考去依個學院嗰度嚟到註冊咗，繼續讀。
2 weeks later, we started to pack up all our belongings to make the trip back to California.
咁兩個禮拜之後，我哋就為佢嚟到打理行李，準備咧去翻去依個美國嘅神學院嗰度繼續讀。
And now, along with a friend who's coming with her, we had her little vehicle and a van.
咁同佢同埋另一個同學咧一齊嚟到諗住咧揸車落去嘅。
Both vehicles were full.
兩架車都載滿曬行李。
Listen, if you've got sons, be really thankful.
如果 你有兒子呢，你應該要感恩啊。
Girls have so much stuff.
女仔呢，好多嘢㗎，好多行李㗎。
Well, we started our trip.
咁我哋開始揸車落去啦。
We crossed the border, went through the state of Washington.
咁經過落到去華盛頓州嗰度。
Into the state of Oregon.
咁跟住再落去 Oregon, 呢個州嗰度。
Then we came to exit 146.
咁去到公路其中一個出口141号出口。
You will hardly find it on a map, but when you go down into Oregon on I-5, you have to stop at exit 146.
如果你揸車落美國嘅，你一定要經過你一定要去依個嘅141号出口啊。
For when you take the exit, you'll find this run-down old building by the side of the road.
喺依個出口嗰度咧，你一出口咧，你會見一間好舊、好破舊嘅屋。
But people will be lined up early in the morning, waiting for it to open.
但係咧，一早咧就好多人喺嗰度排隊啦。
Because they want to experience some of the best ice cream in the world.
原來咧，依間嘢咧係賣雪糕嘅，好多人咧就想喺嗰度排隊買雪糕。
And it's a hot August afternoon, so you have to stop.
咁嗰時啱夏天，好熱，所以咧好多人都喺嗰度停嚟到食雪糕。
So we pull over and we stop.
咁我哋就停喺度，就諗住買雪糕啦。
We get out of our vehicles and Kim takes her wallet and puts it on the hood of the van.
咁我个女就出咗架车，咁就将个银包摆咗喺个车顶嗰度。
And Judy turns to our daughter and says, "That's no place to leave your wallet."
咁我女嘅朋友就话：，你唔好咁样摆你个银包啊。
But Kim turns to her mother with one of those teenage daughter looks, without saying a word.
但我女咧就拧过嚟望佢妈妈。
And without saying anything, she's simply saying, "Mom, I'm leaving it there. Don't bother me."
依個女唔係幾聽話，佢就話：我係咁擺噶啦。
Judy's really wise. She said nothing.
咁我太太睇見咁樣嘅時候咧，佢都冇講乜嘢。
Well, we went and got our ice cream.
咁我哋就去買雪糕啦。
Listen, if you like ice cream just a little bit, you order the small. It's only 2 scoops of ice cream.
買雪糕有兩球嘅雪糕。
But if you like ice cream like Nicholas does, you order at least the medium. It's 4 scoops of ice cream.
如果你中意食雪糕嘅咧，你就 叫一個咧 double 個 size， 四個雪球嘅。
But if you're like Pastor Choi, who really likes ice cream, you order the large. It's 6 scoops of ice cream.
如果你更加中意多食雪糕嘅話咧，你就六嚿雪糕嚇。
It was so good.
啊，依雪糕好好食。
Well, listen, we got back to our vehicles.
咁我哋食雪糕咧，翻去架車度啦。
Made our way out onto Interstate 5 again.
咁啊，揸翻車出翻去公路嗰度。
Got up to about 60-65 miles an hour.
行到大概揸到时速60公里。
When all of a sudden something went flying by the right side of the van.
突然间睇到有啲嘢喺架车嗰度飞咗出去。
You guessed it, and Judy screams out, "It's Kim's wallet!"
你知道啊？依个就系我个女嗰个银包冇攞翻翻嚟喺架车嗰度，而家飞咗去啦。
I looked in the rearview mirror and pulled over to the side of the road.
咁我即刻停咗架车。
I saw that wallet hit the freeway.
And
then it was hit by a semi-trailer that was following behind us.
那个看着那个银包被另外一架车的货车撞了。
Now everything that was in Kim's wallet was sprung free that August afternoon.
因为一撞的时候，所有的东西在银包里飞散了。
She had her driver's license.
那个银包里面有她的驾驶执照。
She had one credit card.
有一个信用卡。
And then all of her summer savings.
同埋佢所有所積蓄嘅錢
，$1,080 in $20 US bills，
1000多美金。
By the time I got the vehicle closed, stopped, I opened my door and I started to catch bills as they're flying through the air.
我停咗架車嘅時候咧，都仲可以執翻一兩張嗰啲美金。
Our daughter pulls in behind us and she's simply going like, "What's up?"
我女去到嚟到嘅时候，佢话：，哇，仲发生咗乜事啊
？And we said it's your wallet.
系你嗰啲钱，你个银包跌咗出嚟啊
！Can you imagine the scene that afternoon? Here's 4 crazy Canadians dodging traffic, trying to pick up what is now all over the freeway.
你睇下嗱，佢哋两架车四个人喺咁嘅情形之下咧，周围咁嚟到走，就想执翻啲钱啦。
A few minutes later, we gathered together.
咁幾分鐘之後，佢哋翻埋一齊啦。
To see what we found.
咁睇佢哋執翻幾多錢啊
？We have the wallet, but it's not worth anything anymore.
個銀包我執到啦，但係裏邊乜錢都冇噶啦。
We have the credit card and the driver's license.
啊，駕車執照同埋嗰個信用卡都仲喺度。
And we count the cash.
咁我哋係數，我哋執翻幾多錢咧
？We have $1,060.
我哋執翻千幾蚊。
And I said, "Praise the Lord."
啊，我哋真係好感謝神啊！
And Judy said it's not enough.
但佢話仲唔係夠，我哋仲爭少少先執翻喎。
She said, "Brian, we have to pray that God will help us find the last $20."
佢哋執剩嗰20蚊，佢話我哋一定要祈禱，希望神咧俾我哋揾翻嗰20蚊。
We pray, we look.
我哋禱告，我哋繼續揾。
We find nothing.
揾唔到。
So we make our way back to our vehicles when all of a sudden Judy stops and says, "Brian, out there."
我哋諗住翻架車度啦，一翻到架車度嘅時候，我睇下話，睇下嗰度啦。
And I said, "I don't see anything."
我睇唔到啲乜嘢喎。
She said, "I don't care, just go."
你唔好理我啦，你總之去睇下乜嘢啦。
Now I'm an obedient husband.
我好服從我太太嘅。
I waited till there was a break in the traffic and I ran over to the other side of the freeway where Judy was pointing.
咁於是咧，我就去我太太叫我去睇嗰度。
And there I picked up the last $20 bill.
喺嗰度真係執翻剩下嗰20蚊。
What was this for our daughter that day? What did our daughter learn from this that day?
咁我哋嘅女嗰日係值幾多錢咧
？That when you follow Jesus, when He says come.
如果我哋跟随耶稣，耶稣话叫我哋跟随佢。
Even when life gets messy all around you，
就算我哋有好多嘅困难
，He will take care of you。
神一定会保守我哋嘅。
Do you need a fresh touch of Jesus in your life today？
你愿唔愿意神再一次嘅重新嚟到接触你嘅生命咧
？Then may I encourage you to step out of that place where you can do it for yourself？
我就鼓励你好似彼得咁嚟到离开嗰只船嚟到经历神。
The very last thing is that when they got back in the boat。They worshipped him.
咁呢啲門徒，呢個耶，彼得翻去呢個船嘅時候，佢哋就嚟到敬拜神。
Can you imagine what the worship experience was like for the disciples that day?
你想想那天他们的经历，他们在神面前的敬拜是怎么样的呢？
I'm sure the 11 disciples had a great worship experience.
我深信这些门徒在那天里面，他们的经历令到他们有一个很不寻常的敬拜。
But can you imagine what the worship experience must have been like for Peter?
但你想想，再想想彼得的经历了。
I think it went to heights and levels that had never been before.
我深信彼得的经历是他从以前未曾能够经历过的。
So what does God have for you and me today?
那神在今天为你为我预备了什么呢？
Do you and I want to be a part of a miracle that God has for us today?
你想不想成为神的神迹的一份子呢？
Then in whatever he's saying to you, would you simply say yes to him?
如果是这样的时候，神向你的呼召，你就跟神讲话，我会跟随你。
Step out of your comfort zone.
离开你的安全的地带。
And trust him.
信靠他。
Do you want a fresh touch of Jesus in your life today?
你要不要让神再一次有个给一个新的抚摸给你呢？
Step out of that place where you can do it and trust him.
你就在你的生命里面，好像彼得咁，你都离开你的船。
And you want a worship experience like you've never had before?
你想不想好像有彼得一个不寻常的敬拜呢？
Then may I encourage you to step out of that place where you can do it for yourself.
那我就鼓励你好像彼得咁，从你的安全地区行出来经历神。
Trust him.
信靠他。
If he says come, just say yes. Don't wait for all the pieces to be in place.
不需要等待所有的东西是完完全全的预备好。
Walk with him.
与神来到行。
He has something special for you.
他是对你，他有一个很特别的东西来为你预备。
Amen.
多谢你。